This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Annual progress report of National Dalit Commission presented in the House of Representatives. Public Procurement Monitoring Office blacklist 7 construction companies failing to complete the project as per contract. And record number of Chinese warplanes enter Taiwanese defense zone. Now, the news in detail. Annual progress report of the National Dalit Commission 2076-77 has been tabled in today's meeting of the House of Representatives amid protest by the main opposition party. On behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ganendra Bahadur Karki presented the annual progress report of the National Dalit Commission. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota urged the opposition lawmakers to enter the regular proceedings and put forward their views following the rules and procedure of the parliament. Speaker Sapkota repeatedly urged the lawmakers to help in resuming the meeting. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held on Friday, October 8 at 1 p.m. CPNUL Secretary and Chief of Publicity Department Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai has said that the party's first statute of convention has given the message of stronger and emotional unity in the party. Addressing a tea reception for the party representatives from Taplejung district participating in statute convention, he said the declaration made by the party chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli in the concluding ceremony of the statute convention calling for the unity and making the party dynamic was positive. He urged the party representatives to take the message of the statute convention down to the district and local level. People's representatives from Taplejung district were also present in the tea reception. The main opposition party CPNUML held its statute convention in Godavari of Lalitpur from October 1st to 3rd. The Public Procurement Monitoring Office has blacklisted 7 construction companies. The office issued a notice informing that the companies were blacklisted because they failed the completion of project as per contract. In the notice, the office mentioned that they were blacklisted for 1 to 3 years to be effective from today. It was decided as per Section 65 of Public Procurement Act 2063. MS Indo Engineering Project Corporation of Maharashtra, India was blacklisted for 3 years as per the recommendation of Road Department Project Directorate, Vishalnagar. Similarly, upon the recommendation of Nagarjun Municipality, Land Ring Construction Service, Kathmandu has been blacklisted for 2 years. The blacklisted companies would not be allowed to participate in the purchase and construction services called by the government. Nepal has defeated Sri Lanka in the South Asian Football Federation SAF Championship underway in the Maldives. Nepal defeated Sri Lanka 3-2 in the match played at Male, the capital of Maldives, last night. This is Nepal's second victory in a row. Before this, Nepal defeated the host Maldives 1-0 in its first match. Suman Lama, Anjan Bista and Ayush Ghalan scored a goal each for Nepal in the match against Sri Lanka, while Marvin Hamilton and Dillon DeSilva scored a goal each for Sri Lanka. Nepal is at the top of the table of the SAF Championship with 2 consecutive wins. Nepal will face India in its third match on October 10th. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at few places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at 1 or 2 places of the Karnali Province and Sudhur Paschim Province today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Taiwan has urged Beijing to stop irresponsible proactive actions after a record number of Chinese warplanes entered its air defense zone. Monday's insertions marks the 4th state day of insertions by Chinese aircraft, with almost 150 aircraft sent into Taiwan's defense zone in total. Some analysts say the flights could be seen as a warning to Taiwan's president ahead of Islands National Day. Beijing views Taiwan as a breakaway province. However, Democratic China sees itself as a democratic Taiwan sees itself as a sovereign state. Taiwan has been reporting for more than a year that China's Air Force has been repeatedly flying nearby. Opposition leaders continue to be barred from visiting the northern Indian town where 8 people, including 4 farmers, died on Sunday. Violence broke out in Lakhimpur Kheri, where farmers tried to protest in front of the motorcade of a federal minister. Farmers say Ashish Misra, the son of India's junior home minister Ajay Misra, ran his car over protesters. The Misras denied the charge. Local media have been running a video that allegedly saw a car running over farmers in the district in Uttar Pradesh state. Farmers' union say Ashish Misra was in the car and he ordered his driver to plow the vehicle into the group of protesting farmers. A large number of security personnel have been deployed in the area. Singapore has passed a controversial law aimed at countering foreign interference in domestic affairs in a move that critics say could be used to stifle opposition. It allows authorities to order social media sites and internet providers to disclose user information or block content that they deem hostile. Singapore says such a law is needed to counter serious threats. The law was passed on Monday after 10 hours of heated parliamentary debate. Singapore has defended the need for such law, saying its multi-ethnic population made it more vulnerable to hostile information campaigns. Breaking this law could lead to a heavy fine or a jail term. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Annual Progress Report of National Dalit Commission presented in the House of Representatives. Public Procurement Monitoring Office blacklists 7 construction companies failing to complete the project as per contract. And record number of Chinese warplanes enter Taiwanese air defense zone. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.